Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. Italian conductor Gianandrea Noseda talked with me about Alfredo Casella's symphonic fragments from his opera, La Donna Serpente, as well as other contributions this composer made to the world of classical music.
Alfredo Casella wrote this opera, La Donna Serpente, Snake Woman, and he also extracted from the opera these two suites, so he called frammenti sinfonici, fragments, and they give a very good idea what the opera is about. So it's a fairy tale by Gozzi, which is the same writer who wrote Turandot. So it's the same kind of fairy tale experience atmosphere with the princess, the king, and the good and the evil. Musically so well crafted, so well depicted, all the elements, different elements.
The Casella is not played very often. This is the first performance by the Philadelphia Orchestra.
I think it's not very often performed even in my country, in Italy. I think I don't have a recollection of a performance of La Donna Serpente in Italy in the last 30 years, at least. Probably before, yes, when it was composed. He got the world premiere, of course, Casella. But in the last 30 years, I don't remember, but if I don't remember, that means probably no one did it. But I'm doing this cycle, recorded. I'm recording this music by composers like Casella, Petrassi, Dalla Piccola, in a frame of musica italiana, Italian music. So I'm trying to rediscover these composers, because these composers are really good. And it's not true we only had operatic composers. We also had very good composers in writing symphonic repertoire, variations, concertos. Of course, here is just an opera, because it's a suite from the opera. But Casella was an incredibly important figure. He was a fantastic pianist, very good conductor, incredible teacher, very good communicator, very good businessman in terms of founding money for music at the beginning of the 20th century. So very eclectic personality. So he's a stranger. Today he's not recognized as one of the big musical figures.
He spent a lot of time in Paris around the beginning of the 20th century.
Correct. He spent a lot of time in Paris, but also he spent a lot of time in America. I think he came to Washington, in D.C., several times. He was touring with his trio extensively in America. I'm pretty sure, for three or four seasons, he has been the conductor of the Boston Pops. So Casella, even in America, left some traces.
It's interesting that you're doing this Musica Italia project. He himself went back to Italy, didn't he, and start the Vivaldi revival?
This is also correct. He also was very much interested in the music written in the 17th and 18th century by Italian composers. And he tried to re-put them on the map. Because at that time, when he was operating as a musician and composer, they were not very much performed. I mean, Vivaldi, Carissimi, Corelli.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.